Brothers and sisters, there's nothing sadder than people who can't let go of past offenses, whether real or perceived. How many families do we know of who remain broken or scattered because one relative or another holds tightly to hurts experienced long ago? And sometimes that broken relationship remains intact right up to and beyond the death of the victim or the person who may have caused the hurt. Many times in our lives we seem so reluctant to forgive and to forget, to bury the negative and to give birth to the positive. The memory of unkind words, deception, or cruel behavior never seems to completely leave us and leaves a scar that invariably serves as a reminder when we are hurt again, which happens many times in our lives. Yet in the face of all of this pain and hurt, we have a God who begs us, as we hear in the first reading, to remember not the events of the past or to consider the things of old. And considering all the injustices or wrongs we've endured, it's sometimes exhausting. Even God admits to growing burdened and wearied by the sins and crimes his people committed against him. Forgive for God's sake. Forget for your own. Clearly, God asks that we look at life anew, as if through a divine prism, rather than solely with human eyes. In other words, keep looking for God wherever we are, wherever we go. And to do that, we can't remain stuck in the past. Our gospel today highlights just how very difficult it can be to give and to receive forgiveness. You've just heard the story. We hear what a man who is paralyzed in body and in spirit and who needs the help of four friends to bring him to that place of forgiveness. Jesus has returned to a house, probably Simon Peter's in Capernaum, and the crowds are jamming every available space. The four men carrying the paralyzed man are unable to get anywhere near Jesus. No one in the crowd is going to budge or even give up their place. So fighting their way through the crowds, the friends of the paralytic decide that it would be easier to tear open the roof and lower the man into the midst of Jesus and the gathering. These four friends would stop at nothing to get their companion into a healing position in front of Jesus. And they were even willing to chance the anger of the householder for tearing open his roof, the fury of the crowd, and even possible rejection by Jesus. But the faith which Jesus sees in the paralyzed man's friends moves Jesus to forgive the man his sins. And as far as the scribes in the crowd were concerned, Jesus had crossed the line when he assured the paralytic that he enjoyed the forgiveness of God. Jesus' words now become threatening words to the scribes' authority. How dare this Jesus act like God? How dare Jesus affirm the faith of those who would chance raising the roof, if you will, to receive God's healing power? Jesus, the healer, now seems more like a dangerous blasphemer. By the same token, my friends, how dare we do as Jesus did? How dare we challenge, confront, and question the powers that be? How dare we raise the roof, opening holes in the roof of our faith community to make room for others to enter the presence of God? You know, a lot of times we become so caught up with our own ambitions and interests that our lives become paralyzed. We become so closed to the joy of forgiving, we find ourselves removed from the love of family and friends. It's in those moments when we are so caught up in our own self-importance that we need others to help us move toward the source of healing and wholeness. It might not be a physical disease that cripples us. It might be fear or dependency or anger. But it's the faith of others who can carry us at such times. In carrying the mats of the helpless, in reaching out to the outcast, to the forgotten, in seeking to tear down the walls of or rooftops that separate families and friends, we bring them to Jesus' compassion. The roofers of today's gospel teach us the meaning of friendship, a friendship that is centered in Jesus Christ. Good friends don't get stuck in self-interest and status, but find joy in lifting up one another. Good friends are the first to pick up one another's mats and carry one another when they are wounded and broken. Good friends readily roofer all that they have and whatever they have. Roofers possess a love that enables them to focus on the wounded brother or sister and restore them to health and healing, to hope and community. And how about us? Do we have at least four friends who will carry us closer to Jesus? One for each corner of our mat, so to speak. Brothers and sisters, it's most consoling to realize that we have been forgiven, first by God and then by others. When we experience forgiveness from another, burdens are lifted from our shoulders, and life seems to hold new possibilities. We are assured in that experience that we are acceptable even though we are weak and make mistakes. In turn, when we are in a position to forgive, forgiveness should not be withheld. Instead, it should be given generously, just as God grants it to us and God promises, "Your sins I remember no more." We might wonder what would have happened to the paralyzed man had it not been for the faith and loving friendship of his four companions, the roofers, if you will. Would he have met Jesus? Would he have been healed? Would his sins have been forgiven? Or would he have lived out the remainder of his days crippled and unaware of the tender mercies of God? These questions confront us with the responsibility we have for one another, both as members of the family of humanity and as brothers and sisters in the faith. My friends, today we gather as a community of faith around the tables of Word and Eucharist. It is our call, our nature as baptized people of God to be the image and the likeness of God. It is our role to be healers and forgivers. Just as the paralyzed man would have not known of Jesus' love without the witness and action of his friends, so we don't know of the love and forgiveness of God unless we experience it in one another. On this seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time, we stand on the threshold of the season of Lent. We enter Lent as we always do, crippled, seeking to be healed, seeking to be renewed, seeking to be changed? How much of a place do we consciously carve out in our lives for worship and for the sacrament of reconciliation? The scriptures today show us how important the renewal of forgiveness was to Jesus' mission. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that as a community of faith, we become those agents of healing and wholeness, of forgiveness and love, because it is our mark and our sign. And yes, it is in fact our way. Amen.
Amen.